The Rowan County Soup Kitchen will mark its third anniversary in September. With hundreds of meals for families in need going out the doors every day, managers Lula and Tony Pico admit it's a challenge to get everyone fed.
And most days we feed 200 to 250, and some days we feed 30.
It's got big hurts.
And summer's out now, school's out now, and people are bringing their children, which is what we want.
It takes at least 8 people to keep things in the facility's kitchen and food line running smoothly once they start serving Monday through Friday. According to Lula Pico, the soup kitchen is now having trouble getting enough volunteers to fill those spots.
This happens every once in a while, but it's never gotten to this low. But, you know, now it's summertime and school's out, and, you know, we have a lot of older volunteers that are retired, and they're going on vacation, and where school's out, they keep their grandkids, you know, and they're just not able to come now. And we were getting less of the KTAP, you know, kids, workers.
The Rowan County Soup Kitchen does regularly receive food donations from 2 Lexington organizations, Cisco and GFS. But both Tony and Lula say that's not enough to help them feed all of those who come out to them for meals.
And it ain't nothing when they deliver here 17 to 2700, you know. Well, Lula goes to Walmart at least once a week. I mean, major.
To get the stuff from Walmart that I can get cheaper from the grocery company.
Yeah, you know, and she'll spend, what, $200?
Probably $300 to $400.
$300 to $400.
A week.
As the Picos note, while they do get some food donations, they still have to pay for some of their other needed grocery items, not to mention taking care of other expenses they have to deal with for the soup kitchen's Route 32 North building.
Just the utilities are $1,700 plus a month.
Yeah.
Rent $6. This month the electric was $650, so that's $1,250 just those two.
Yeah.
And then we've got water, sewage, gas.
All those.
So I'd say $1,700, wouldn't you? Yeah. Easy. Yeah. For just the utilities.
Yeah.
Before you even start buying groceries.
For those things, the Rowan County Soup Kitchen relies on the generosity of area businesses, churches, and residents, along with whatever some of their patrons can afford to donate.
The collection box, you know, in the 5 days, hit about $300 to $500 on them. Would that be?
In 5 days.
Yeah.
Well, it averages about $50 to $75 a day.
And that's not enough if the agency wants to keep its doors open. If you'd like to help the Rowan County Soup Kitchen with a donation or your time, you can contact the Picos at 784-9533. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Zachary Sinviski reporting.